Rob Pratt. He is the most interesting man on radio.
I don't usually listen to talk radio on the weekends, but when I do, I choose Rob Pratt. Stay listening, my friends. This is News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Benny G, ladies and gentlemen, a little yowza, yowza, yowza. Gene Krupa on the Skins. Coming up, the original music man, Sal Aloy and Steve Catanzarite. Stay tuned. I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't get much better than that little sing, 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 and it's all about the original music, man. And Steve, you're here all the time, but I've got to let this man talk first, and I'm so happy to see your young son, Thomas, part of that legendary Catanzarite family from Beaver County. But Sal Aloy is here, and Sal, it's so good to see you. But when you hear music like that, and I must be going through some sort of transformation. Good morning, everyone. But I am into this whole big band thing again, and I'm like in love with Louis Prima all over again and Dean Martin and Perry Como. But that's music, right, Sal?
You're right, and it's amazing that the students still enjoy that music, not living through that era, but just listening to it. They love it, big band music.
Why do you think that is?
It's just infectious. That's all it is. I mean, you just listen to it, and excites me.
Well, here's what's so amazing. I didn't realize that Sway, 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 Sing, 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 whatever, that was written by Louis Prima.
Yeah.
I mean, that just like floored me. And when you think about his talent, and I made a comment how Dean Martin ripped his act off. Well, listen, I had a hard time getting back into Steubenville after that one. But honestly, when you think about those performers, Sal, they gave it everything day in and day out. And you have these performers like Bono, who this guy's been hanging out with, Steve, who they do their big thing. They roll into town. They do a show, take a couple of nights off. They do an album every couple of years. But these people were putting it out day in and day out and performing, you know, two shows, three shows a day out in Vegas, 7 days a week, month at a clip. I mean, it was all about just production, 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 and getting it done. And they were flawless, and they sounded as good on records where there was nowhere near the technology that we have today, the multi-track tracking and everything, when they were live. That's what's amazing about these performers.
Well, that's what it is. They had nothing to enhance the performance. You know, the recordings then, that was the performance, and that's what makes it so great.
Well, I love it. Listen.
We're live. We're local. We're the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Now we'll talk.
It's what Pittsburgh's talking about.
America is talking.
It's the Rob Pratt Show.
Talking and talking and talking.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's all about dogs. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All in honor today of truly one of the most instrumental people when it comes to influencing people in music, especially the youth of our area. Sal Aloy, of course, from Linkin Park, who is here today along with their director. He is Steve Catanzarite. And Steve, you know, I had every intention talking about the holiday schedule and driving through Midland the other night. You're getting all gussied up, getting ready for the season. And it's really, It's a must-see for people to come back and watch one of the many performances. I mean, you've got so many things happening there. But a funny thing happened on the way to the show. You guys end up with people from MIT and Berkeley. And I'm thinking, M-I-T-K-E-Y. No, not Mickey Mouse. It's the MIT as in, you know, where those that have much more brain cells than they really deserve to have go. Tell me about this relationship and how this all started.
Well, Sal and I actually started off this week, Monday, in Boston at the MIT Media Lab, which is just this incredible place where unbelievable things happen. And we're doing a project with Professor Todd Mockover from the MIT Media Lab, who directs a program there called Opera of the Future. He's a working composer, but the projects that he works on with his group really extend out into things like healthcare, innovations in healthcare, even things like Guitar Hero and Rock Band were developed in the MIT Media Lab. That's where those came from. And we're working on a project with MIT, Dr. Barry Bittman in Meadville at the Yamaha Music and Wellness Institute, who's really kind of the catalyst for all this. He's a neurologist and medical researcher, and the Cleveland Clinic. And the students in Lincoln Park are working with these groups. They are using a composition instrument created in the MIT Media Lab called HyperScore. They're going to teach this technology to seniors who have some mild cognitive impairment. And they're going to measure how the act of creating and composing music may ward off, affect, slow down, or halt the progression of cognitive impairment, dementia, and Alzheimer's.
In your entire life, Sal, and when you began many years ago and directed many marching bands, and of course the Steel City, the Steel Drum Band, which everybody knows you for, did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd be hanging out with people from Berkeley and MIT?
Not at all. it's just amazing, you know, being a high school band director for so many years, and then coming over to Lincoln Park, and you know, I told him some of the things that I wanted to work on, and Steve at that point says, it's all yours. So, you know, they gave me the opportunity and the freedom to get involved in some of these things, but, you know, it was at a lower level. Never did I think that it would take us, you know, to the level that we're at right now, where students at Lincoln Park are actually going to be involved in something that could be groundbreaking as far as, you know, maybe not the cure, but delaying the onset of dementia, which I think is big. Dr. Bittman thinks it's big, and it's just amazing that these local students are going to be involved in that.
You know, we've all heard that music can really calm the soul, and I've said this before, there's got to be something to be said about music therapy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what it does to me. I've seen what it does to others. I know from my days of being a rock and roll disc jockey how people are influenced by certain things and what they do, and how even some of the stuff we're playing, like Glenn Miller moments ago, In the Mood is as infectious today as it was then. So this has to be really not, I don't want to say on the cutting edge, but it has to be something that they're definitely going to be experimenting with and moving forward with, because there are so many different things that are happening today as far as the mental capacity of people, learning disorders, ADD and the OCD and all the other things, that the depression and the bipolar situations that we're dealing with in this country today, that it makes sense if it can put people in that right frame of mind at least long enough for them to be able to recover, to recoup, to heal, and possibly get better. It makes sense, Steve.
Yeah, well, and you know, what was amazing for Sal and me as we went from lab to lab at MIT was how much music was integral in every lab we went into. Every project that we were witnessing in all these different laboratories that were working on such diverse projects either in some way had music as an integral part of it, or the researcher himself or herself was a musician. And so we saw things like opera bots, where there was a really high-end opera that took place with real live opera singers, but also with robotic robotic performers on stage, animatronics, motion capture stuff. And as we went from room to room, we just, you know, your eyes keep getting bigger and bigger. And we were exhausted by the end of the day. And
what's the whole thought process? How did this begin? I mean, who was there had to be someone in the forefront. I mean, someone had to step up. I mean, just as there was, you know, Jonas Salk with the polio vaccine, there has to be one person that said, I think this can work. I don't know if this could be a collaborative effort because it's so big and so outreaching and so bold that I think one person really had to be the pioneer. Is there one person?
I don't know. I think we're at a watershed moment now where that kind of breakthrough is going to happen. So maybe, maybe Sal Aloy is the next Jonas.
All I know, when you start talking about robots singing opera, that's just unbelievable. And, you know, here's the thing, too, what's amazing. If this stuff does develop, if it wasn't for places like Lincoln Park, sad to say, because of what's happened to the public school system, the brick and mortar schools that we've all come to know and love, and even though Lincoln Park is one, it's obviously one for performing arts, a lot of people would never have a chance to know about this stuff, especially students. You agree or disagree, Sal?
Oh, I agree. It's just, you know, the availability is just not there in the brick and mortar school. And maybe they don't want to think out of the box, you know, where Lincoln Park, everything that we do is out of the box. So, you know, this is something a lot the students are able to experience. It's a lot different than sitting in a classroom with a book in front of them, you know. And to me, this is more educational than that book.
Here's the thing. Like Thomas, your son, Robbie, Tyler, Eva, my children, you better do something really impressive to keep their attention because they're so far advanced as far as technology, they get bored extremely easy. And a two-lead pencil and a legal pad just don't get it anymore.
No, I mean, we were yesterday, Thomas was in a robotics competition at his school where this was cool. They build Legos and they program them. And, of course, we went there's an entire lab at the MIT Media Lab that's the Lego Learning Lab. And they're working with Legos to build things.
My daughter's become the Cecil B. DeMille of American Girl dolls. She is actually editing her own videos now at 10 years old.
Sure.
So maybe I'll have a job someday. All right, we'll take a break. Keep me working. 5:28, back with more in a moment.
The news is everywhere.
Police are investigating a bizarre armed robbery this morning. KDKA's Adam Kirk live in Westmoreland County.
And a woman apparently found two armed men wearing ski masks darting out.
The story is here.
St. Nicholas Parish is applying for a demolition permit to knock down the old church along Route 28. Matt Del Signor has the details.
St. Nick's has already spent more than $350,000 over the past decade to maintain.
Turn to Pittsburgh's radio station. News Radio 1020, KDKA. The Rob Pratt Show. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps ready for his reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, you got a toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie.
Tell you what, I think we should just start selling war bonds this morning, you know? Capitalize on his great music. Speaking of great, Mike Rubino is here. We're going to be talking about Quigley High School and how you can make it work for your kids. You know, Steve's son Thomas, a part of the Catholic education system that I love so much. My children are a part of it. We're going to tell you how and what they're also doing as far as a lot of outreach programs with PA Cyber, Lincoln Park. That's why they're on the cutting edge, and that's why they're doing some spectacular things. All right, let's get right back to it. Thank you to the Andrews sister, little boogie woogie bugle boy. And now he is Steve Catanzaro, right, director of Lincoln Park, and the original music man, Sal Aloy, is here. Holiday season, the place to be, lots of good stuff. Get your tickets while they last because they will go quick. Steve, what's happening?
Well, right now, you just played boogie woogie bugle boy. Our concert this week with the River City Brass at Lincoln Park. We launched this partnership this year. They're playing, what is it, Sal, 7 concerts at Lincoln Park over the course of the year. And this Wednesday on the 16th, their concert is called Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. How about that? River City Brass is a world-class ensemble, and they will be back on December, what is it, Sal?
December 20th.
December.
No, I take that back. December 20th is the instrumental concert, Christmas concert.
Yeah, I'm looking for, December 9th is the Christmas Brasstacular. Right now, of course, Rob, we have a sold-out production of Beauty and the Beast playing at Lincoln Park. Absolutely a huge production, and all 6 performances solid sold out, so that's pretty spectacular. A Christmas Story, which is one of our annual productions, Liberty Theater at Lincoln Park, runs December 2nd through the 4th.
Did Big Al ever tell you to put the BB gun down or you'll shoot someone's eye out?
I got some stories about that. And then the holiday favorite, The Nutcracker, plays December 16th through the 18th. And then, of course, we have our Lincoln Park Holiday Orchestra concert. It's a beautiful place to be. I don't know if you saw already, the big wreath is up.
Who puts that building up?
Sal and I go up. we get a little pizza, and a little lift, and we go up, and we have a tremendous maintenance crew at Lincoln Park that keeps the place looking beautiful.
How come there's never been a satellite Frank's Pizza? I mean, Midland would be ideal to bring Frank's too. I'll take a piece of that action. Anyway, by the way, 53rd anniversary, Frank's Pizza. We've got some in the house. Mr. Urbino, if you'd like a slice, feel free. Just save me a whole pie. Anyway, we've got the Frank's giving the day after. They're going to be giving money to the Turkey Fund. Buy some pizza the day after. And, of course, that's the KD Turkey Fund. You know, Christmas time when we were kids growing up, you did the one performance. You know, you get out there and you did. My big line was, Christmas has been canceled because of the weather. Now get off stage. That's what I did, okay? With a purple shirt and a white tie, I'll never forget it. But that was a huge deal when we were kids. But Sal, what these kids are doing, this is like Broadway production stuff. And plus, how can you get the Pittsburgh Symphony and the River City Brass Band to come to Midland? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, once they see the facility, and that was the case with the River City Brass, and I gave them the tour that day, and James Gourlay, you know, their conductor from Scotland and everything, he came in and took one look at the facility, says, we want to be here. And that's just it. And not only the facility, but just the sense of community among the faculty, the staff there. They just loved it. So they want to make it their home, and that's it.
How many of them have said to you, boy, if I would have had this opportunity as a kid?
Yeah, oh, we hear that all the time. And as impressive as the facilities are, I think what hooks in organizations like Pittsburgh Symphony, River City Brass, MIT, Berklee College of Music. They see the facility, but they feel the vibe of the collaboration and the creativity. I mean, when Sal came and joined us, he said we had a meeting. He said, you know, one thing I've always wanted to do was a music for senior citizens program. Can I do that? And I said, yeah, sure you can. I mean, that's what we're bringing here for you to do the things that you do. And that's our attitude towards things, is that we'll try things, don't like bureaucracies, don't like a lot of red tape, give people room to try things. If it fails, it fails, and move on to the next thing.
Let me ask you, and obviously, I've told people this, I was very lucky to get out of New Brighton High School with a diploma. I just never had the attention span, and I think I probably invented OCD. There's no doubt about it. And the Jackson should have written a song OCD as opposed to ABC, because I just couldn't sit still. But I'm the type of person like a Jackie Gleason, who the guy penned a lot of great music. I don't even know if he could read music. I don't like to rehearse. I like to really bring it from the gut. I know you have to have some sense of assembly, and you have to, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's. But Sal, do you think that sometimes it's okay to let these students just bring it from the heart?
Sure, there's nothing wrong with that.
About time somebody said that to me. Go ahead.
In jazz, we call that improvisation. So,
scat.
And as a matter of fact, I'm trying to think where I was, where the three things that they were impressing, one was love, But the third one was improvisation. And that's what it's all about, especially today. I mean, you know, and once again, I feel the same way you do. Don't get me wrong. You need to be prepared. You need, you know,
your notes.
To be able to improvise, you need to be organized.
That was good.
So, yeah.
Well, all I know is that I just really believe that what you guys are doing there, you're giving these young people an opportunity that they would never get anywhere else. My question to you is, as we go to break, why hasn't somebody else done this? Is it just that monumental of a task to build something, to do something? And here's the amazing thing. And you know Chuck Betters. We all know Chuck Betters. And I have great respect for him. And he has the equally respect for Nick as far as what he has done. And Chuck and I, believe me, we're not the same as far as our portfolio is concerned, but as far as our work ethic and who we are. And he has a lot of similarities with my father, just a hard-driving individual. Nick had that, Dr. Tom Bretta, with the educational background, PhD, very intelligent, plus with the coaching ability that he had on the playing field, on the wrestling mat, it all just kind of worked. But guys, wouldn't you agree, as I've talked to Chuck about and others, to have seen this happen in 10 years to Midland with a new building going up as we speak, it's almost surreal. I don't know how else to describe it, Steve.
It is, unless you're
a part of it every day.
A part of it.
Right.
And it's actually so much bigger from the inside. It's even bigger. And to me, coming into education from the outside and now getting a master's in education, it is about leadership. It is about vision. And the model of education that served us well through the 20th century isn't serving us well in the 21st century. And it's taken some time for that model to kind of pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever's going to be the next thing to replace it and move us forward to really establish itself. So there's tremendously great, bright, intelligent, visionary people throughout public education in Pennsylvania and the United States. But the system right now, the model, is kind of penning that kind of vision.
It's off track.
And it pens you in. But I think more and more people are seeing that as that model passes away, there is a need for breakthrough thinking. And I think it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon.
Just remember, no matter how long the train, there's always a caboose. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Wall Street Journal, the headline reads, Food, Fun, and Fights at Chuck E. Cheese.
You make all this up.
I make it up.
This is why I don't go to Chuck E. Cheese, because Ray's there.
Marty Griffin.
Ray, you're not coming to our party, Angry Ray.
No. I don't want to go there.
Ray's a little angry.
News Radio, 1020. KDKA. The Rob Pratt Show, where Pittsburgh comes to talk every weekend. News Radio, 1020. KDKA.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Little Christmas.
Make the Yuletide gay.
All right, we are talking to some of my favorite people from Midland, Pennsylvania, Lincoln Park. Their director is Steve Catanzright, and of course, Sal Alloy. Let's talk about Levi, and we're not talking about the kind that you want for Christmas that you can kick around in the backyard and throw a football with Brett Favre, but we're talking about a guitarist who I met. These are the success stories. And Tanya, who was it, Tawny or
Tawny?
Tawny was Tawny here there. One of the many times you've been here. But tell everybody just where they have gone, but especially Levi. This is an incredible story. And I can't think of any success story out of any school system in Pennsylvania with this magnitude.
Well, I'll let Sal talk to you in a minute about this partnership that we have going with Berkeley. But young man from Mars, PA, that came to our school for 4 years, Levi Keller. Tremendously talented, tremendous kid, great kid. And his dream was to go to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And he got accepted, but he couldn't afford it. And he was in his senior year last year, and Sal and I told him, well, you know what? They have a summer program. We're going to try to get you into it. And as part of the summer program, you might get the opportunity to audition for a full 4-year scholarship. And he got into that 5-week program. And Sal, you were there at that concert, so why don't you tell about the moment that he found out about it?
Actually, at the culmination of the whole session, they do a concert, and they have a coach, and then they have different groups. There was an R&B group, jazz group, vocal group, and they do this whole concert thing, and every group comes out, does their thing, you know, probably about 20 minutes, and then they announce the scholarships. And I was sitting there in the audience, and they were announcing names, and, you know, the anxiety, you know, is Levi going to get one of these scholarships? And it's a full four-year ride to Berkeley, to the college. So I think they got
real quick, I don't mean to interrupt, but just give people an idea what kind of money we're talking about here.
$150,000.
That's, you know what, now we're playing my song.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Anyway, so I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's big.
They gave away 15 scholarships. I think Levi, they get to the 10th name, and they call Levi's name out. He comes out, I mean, teary-eyed and everything, and I'm sitting in the audience, and all of a sudden I start texting. Steve was the first one I texted, yeah. Then Becky. But they were already watching.
Thomas and I were watching it at home on an iPad. They were streaming it live. And when he won, I mean, my wife and I, we were screaming. So this week after our MIT visit, we then had a two-day conference with Berkeley, and we took Levi out to lunch, and I said, you know, you should be taking us out to lunch.
I know. But, you know, to me, these are the stories that dreams are made of, and it's happening all the time at Lincoln Park. And, you know, the thing that I don't think people understand is if we don't continue to evolve as a country, we're going to get left behind, because this stuff's been happening in Europe for many, many years now. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, and you know, the thing about Levi is he's a monstrously talented musician, but he's brilliant computer scientist, brilliant. And I think from our discussion with him, we see what he's doing moving more towards, you know, engineering of musical instruments, digital instruments and things. So, I mean, it's as important as performance is, and it is. You know, every now and then I hear somebody make a crack. Well, the kids at Lincoln Park, you know, they don't learn to do math or whatever. They only do.
Well, I'll take a scholarship to Berkeley any day.
Yeah, and a partnership with MIT.
Yeah, right.
And part of the deal is that he got the scholarship was not only his ability in music, but the fact that he was a straight A student. And they were amazed there at Berkeley. Here's a kid that comes in and plays killer guitar, and he's a straight A student. How does he find the time to balance academics and the arts? But
you got to believe that also, too, the connection to music gives him the ability. He knows to get to play that guitar, there's certain things he has to take care of. And that's, I think, that's what you call a perfect match.
Yeah, he's one of those kids that I think, and I think most of them do at Lincoln Park. They either recognize it while they're here or when they go on, that they recognize what an opportunity they have, and so they also recognize what a responsibility they have.
Enough about the young, talented people of Lincoln Park. Now, Sal.
You talk about the old, untalented people sitting in front of you here.
No, you got it. Wait.
There you go.
Just tell me, Sal, was this guy, please, just tell me, was he a great, not just performer, but a musician?
Hey, my dad's favorite, and I got a picture of my dad with Louis Prima.
No, you don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah, he performed at Ciro's.
Top of the Mall.
I think so, yeah. With Sam Butera.
And the Witnesses.
Yeah.
So was he a good musician, though?
He was amazing. Amazing. Just simply amazing. His ideas, his musical ideas, and what he did with songs like you know, this traditional Italian song, and just what he did with it. You know, the different times going back and forth and the scat and everything. Just an amazing musician.
Well, all I know is I have loved him since my mother used to sing him in the kitchen when it was 110 degrees and she'd be making pasta, you know, waving that kitchen towel around and singing these songs to us. And I hear them, and it takes me back to Galbranson Heights, being in that kitchen with the steam windows. I mean, literally just perspiring but loving every minute of it. It was just stuff made just me so happy to think about whenever I hear Louis Prima. Guys, I can't thank you enough. I want you, Steve, and stick around a little bit with Mike, because I want to talk about what you're doing with the Catholic schools and obviously what Mike's doing. We'll come back in just a moment. The Rob Pratt Show, just too much fun, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, is this stuff legal? Well, if it isn't, don't tell anybody. We'll be back.
Angelina, I live for you.
Weekdays 9 to noon. Marty Griffin's looking out for you.
It really ends up as a decision about what we feel about the future of Penn State. Do we give up on this school because of this?
Marty Griffin.
or we decide to support the university, allow them to make the necessary changes and make it better than it's ever been. You tell me.
Weekdays 9 to noon, The Inside Story with Marty Griffin. News Radio 1020, KDKA.